Queer.
Brisbane is a place that has musical geniuses at every corner, and we're very fortunate to have one of those people as a friend of Queer Radio, and that's James Lees of Electric Moon. James Lees, I am now dubbing you the Woody Allen of Brisbane music, because you see people and you go, I know I want to work with them, and I know exactly how I'm going to work with them, and I'm going to give them some exposure. Well, James Lees saw our next guest perform at Open Doors Queerosity event, and he is only 20. He plays guitar, he plays in a band, he also has his own project as well. He works in a couple of different genres. He's young, he's gay, he's here, and his name is Sam Cannon. Sam, welcome to 4ZZZ and Queer Radio.
Hello.
I will have to change my name because I am now the odd one out.
No, you leave it as it is. It's confusing enough with two Sams in the room.
Two Sams in the room.
Yes.
And I'm not. Not even close.
No.
My name's
wrong
at
end
the other
the,
end
wrong
of
end
the
of
alphabet.
The alphabet, yeah.
However, though, it does work if people are ever doing your name by first name, like alphabetical ranking. A certain international quiz thing that I do, I am actually at the top of that because my name is B.
Yeah.
So not at the top of it, but in, you know, when it comes to where my score is in the world. So Sam Cannon, James Lees and you, what did he say?
He just said he saw me perform and he just liked what I did. He said, you don't see a lot of, I said, particularly like gay, like young guys performing and sort of wearing that kind of persona in their performance. And he just, liked what I did and put me in contact with
him. How long have you been working as a musician? And I say that absolutely seriously, not just working, meaning people are paying you to make music, but you are creating your own music, you're writing it, you're performing it in whatever way, that is still working. So how long have you been working as a musician?
Probably since I was 15, so about 5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what drove you to music?
Just a love of it, I suppose. Like, a few of my friends and, like, my brother and his friends all played, like, guitar and stuff, and I just thought it was so cool. And
is your brother older or younger than you?
2 years older.
So a bit of the, he's cool, I want to be cool too.
Yeah. I suppose he's pretty cool. Not as cool as me, though.
What's your brother's name?
Alistair.
Alistair, see, there we are. We're calling you cool on air. There you go. You've got cachet already.
Yomi, man.
What's the name of the band that you and your brother and friends are a part of?
It's called The Revivals, and it's sort of like pretty much just been the recording project between me and my brother since we started writing music all those years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you also have your own project name as well too.
Yeah, that's Jude Henry. I'm putting music under that name now. That's
why
my solo
you,
stuff.
Yeah, why have you chosen the name of what is actually two male names?
Henry's my middle name, so I liked that as like the
okay,
last name.
Yeah.
And Jude is the name of a character from my favourite book, which I read about last year, A Little Life it's called.
Right.
And it just had like a really just like huge impact on me.
What was the character really, sort of in 20 words or less, what is the character of Jude from A Little Life and what does it mean to you?
I suppose like the story to me, it's like a very long story following the lives of like four men from like college into adulthood. And it was just sort of about, I found the story about life and sort of love and connection at the heart of that book. Like, there's elements of abuse in the book, which is pretty heavy, but I found that as a whole, the story was about love and connection and stuff, and I felt that really resonated with me as the name.
And this is where you've started to write your own music from, that draws from that basis and that...
Yeah.
It's like a wellspring in a way.
Yeah. As I was starting to write more of my music under, like, my own name for my solo stuff, it was drawing from elements of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, just when I wanted to put my music out, that name made sense to me.
Cool. Well, let's have a listen. We'll set up mic number 3. The other Sam is going to swing that round, mic 3, for your acoustic guitar.
Okay.
Very shortly, probably by about 11 o'clock, you'll see a photo of Sam here in the studio on our Facebook, which is Queer Radio Brisbane, Twitter at Queer Radio Brisby. This song is called Believe. How old is the song? When did you write it?
Probably about 8 months ago now.
Cool.
Sort of end of last year.
Great. Well, world premiere on Queer Radio, local music. This is Sam Cannon, a.k.a. Jude Henry, and Believe. Wow, yes, the round of applause. The song Believe, extraordinary. What emotion.
Oh, thank you.
What is at the base of that emotion? Because I heard quite a lot of stuff there that's, you know, beautiful emotion of love and attachment and desire. All of those things are in there. What made you write that particular song?
I suppose it was like a lot of feelings I had upon coming out as gay. Like, that was about 2 years ago for me. And just sort of the coming into letting yourself be loved, I think, was a really huge thing for me. And I think that song comes fundamentally from that place.
One of the things that's been spoken of in the last year or so is very, very proud and out musicians like Ollie Alexander and Troy Sivan have been saying, us young gay males and gay males in general who make music, we've really got to stop just being gender blind with our songs. We have got to say, if we're talking about someone we love, it's a him, it's a he. Mm. We have to name it the same way that heterosexual singers do. Yeah. Lesbian singers actually do it. We have yet to really get there with men. What do you feel as a young gay out singer-songwriter? What do you feel about that saying that you really have to own the gender of the songs that you want to sing?
Yeah, I think it's very important. Like, I feel when, if you're going to be writing songs and expressing yourself, it needs to be completely honest and open like that. And I felt as a writer, like I couldn't actually commit to something unless it was honest. Yeah,
unless
like
it's
that.
An honest thing. Yeah. And otherwise, it's going to sound fake.
Exactly.
And if you're sitting there playing a guitar, you can't fake it.
No.
Otherwise, Bruce, where are you playing next? When will people be able to hear and see you live?
I've actually got nothing lined up at the moment.
Okay, like, that's it. Right, people.
That's the end.
Get this man some positions so you can go and see him. I mean, you are part of that generation of wonderful young singer-songwriters. We have so many beautiful talents in Brisbane, and it's just glorious to see you there. So keep a way of finding out. We will put links up. One of them is to another radio station's Unearth site. But I won't mention them too loud because I don't want to give Richard Kingsmill any more publicity than he deserves, which isn't any. And we want to see you do more stuff.
I was thinking once I've done the podcasting with this, I give a copy to James and he can start giving it out.
Well, yeah, hello, James Lees. You've given us Sam Cannon. Let's help you give
some more promotional material.
Get Sam Cannon back to the world. And that would be absolutely tremendous. Yourself as Jude Henry and the Revivals, your band. We're going to play a song that you recorded a little while ago called Stay. When was that recorded?
End of last year as well.
And, from a similar songwriting period as Believe?
Yeah, that all the stuff I've been doing myself is on like the same album from like the same period.
Okay. And people can get their own versions of these? They can find ways of contacting you to do that?
Yeah. I could give you CDs, give you links, whatever you want.
We'll do that and we'll make sure you get that. Sam Cannon, thank you for coming in. This will not be your last visit to Queer Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And there's stuff coming up with our 25th anniversary at the end of September for Queer Radio and Dykes on Mics. You're not going anywhere on Saturday the 30th of September, are you?
I don't think so.
Good.
Not anymore.
Well, you are now. You're part of our lineup. Whereabouts did you go to school in Brizzy?
I'm from Townsville originally.
Ah, you were a town townie.
Yeah.
My God, you grew up in Townsville.
I did.
Well, you and I at least share a pain.
A region.
Well, no, hang on. Hello, come on. I'm from Rockhampton. There is nothing similar about Rockhampton, Townsville, except having to grow up gay in a place which... Yeah.
Not great.
Being a Brizzy boy,
it's not very friendly.
Being a Brizzy boy, all that north stuff just blends together for me.
Hi. Oh, hi there. That's more impressive. But there is some awesome stuff from the regions outside of the diverse and gender and sexuality community. Certainly from my area of the world, there's Busby Maru, Leanne Tennant from Mackay. And up in Cairns, Ros Papalardo of Women and Docs has been living and working and running the Tank Arts Centre and really promoting local stuff up there. So it's fantastic that the regional stuff is there and a lot of the people stay there. But I'm glad you came to Brisbane so we could meet you as well. We wanted to keep you here because of our query this week, as I said, stolen from Jimmy Kimmel's show last week. What's the straightest thing you've ever done? Sam Cannon, what's the straightest thing you've ever done?
Oh, probably joining a rugby team in year 9. Very straight.
However, running around with 14 other buffy blokes in shorts and touching each other lots, how straight is that really? I mean,
secretly enjoyed it. It's a little bit.
Secretly?
At the time.
And still, I mean, the Brisbane team, the Hustlers, is one of the world's great gay rugby teams. So they're fantastic. Yeah, his eyes are gone. Oh, right. I might. Yeah. So, yeah, frankly, check out the Hustlers.
Quite frankly, at this point, I consider fencing more hetero than rugby. At least you're trying to stab somebody.
Yeah, but it's so elegant, really.
Yeah, I remember doing fencing in high
school. Straightest thing I've ever done.
Yes.
Played cricket.
Ah. Competitively or just casually?
Yes. I was going to say go to the camping and caravan expo at the RNA, but the point is I've actually paid to be there and entertain and do stuff, so it can't really say that. But gee whiz, the caravan and camping, what is it called this year? Caravan Camping and Touring Super Show is very straight.
It sounds like a car or boat show.
But Sonny Spells did actually find some lesbians to play his game show Where to Go.
Aww.
And gave them balls. We're probably not very familiar with these, but anyway.
That's a good impression of Sonny.
Yeah. I know him well.
I know you
Sam,
do.
What's the straightest thing you've ever done?
Gardening.
Sam Cannon, gardening? Straight?
I think it's straight because it's a pain in the ass.
I think it's pretty gay.
I've never liked gardening and I had to do it for 6 months straight last year.
Oh, of course.
When I was a landscaper.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder how that place is doing. I haven't been there since it opened.
But there's plenty of landscapers who are pretty gay and hunky and hot.
Private gardeners, yes.
Pretty sexy.
I've seen those videos.
Stop. Yeah. Stop.
Did I catch you in your throat for a second?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit like that. That's cool. just on this, and Sam will add this into the podcast as well. As a young gay man, looking back at the history of gay liberation, of what we fought for, do you feel that your life is going to be a lot easier growing up and being able to get married, hopefully one day, if that's what you want, have a family, if that's what you want, be able to live your life openly and without prejudice?
Yeah, for sure. Just like how I'm living at the moment is just so much better than what it would have been 10, 15, 20 years ago. So, yeah, very grateful for that.
Go back 30 years and you could have been
sent
imprisoned.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the funniest thing. It's like looking back at that as a young gay male as I was in the 80s, it's like every time I had sex, I was committing an offence that could have had me in prison for up to 14 years.
And it wasn't until the year that I was born where they were all decriminalised. Well, not decriminalised, but like punishable. Yeah.
Tasmania didn't get decriminalisation until 1997.
Oh, I thought 1990 was Queensland. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
figures, the year I'm born, we all can be merry and not be worried about getting arrested. You're welcome, Queensland. It's because of me.
Thank you, Sam.
I'm so generous.
Sam Taylor.
I'm so modest.
Sam Taylor, the saviour of Queensland's gays.